Before we start Big Splash WrestleCast, this is Mike Capizzo, and he would like to issue a statement to Mr. Bryce Bacon. Bryce, I apologize for my statements last week to John Morrison. Now, I am saying this out of the context that John Morrison is a good wrestler, because I respect his in-ring ability. Now, as far as wanting me to apologize and say in the words of what you told me to say, John Morrison is a great talent and has potential without Melina, well, I said it. I don't know if I mean it, but I respect what John Morrison gives to this company. He's not in my top five. He's not even in my top 10. To be honest, I don't know if he'll ever even be in my top 10. But I hope you can forgive me. Thank you, Bryce. Can't wait to hear your email.
All right, folks. Welcome to Big Splash WrestleCast. This is a little late this week because we're going to be doing a Night of Champions special kind of show. It is just me and Mike today, or Mike and I today. We're going to call Pud and and Joe a little bit later on during the show, and we're going to get their input on what they think Night of Champions, their predictions about Night of Champions and stuff of that nature. So, Mike.
Yes.
We are in the new podcast room, which is my spare room. I have moved. My girlfriend and I have moved. We moved in today. I'm exhausted. I've had a half a dozen PlayStation 3 games stolen from me, and my PS3 hard drive crashed in the same night. It was my mistake. I left the box outside from my house when I went between. I went to the new apartment, then came back, and they took just the games and my PSP out of the box.
But you know what? Today is a new day.
It's not a new day yet. Well, it's not until I sleep.
Yeah, it's
when
true.
When I sleep and wake up tomorrow, then right. I can move on
but
from this terrible,
listen,
terrible
you're in
evening.
A new place, and you know, when you're in a new place and you're in a new home, you know, good things are bound to happen.
Right, good things.
Speaking
of good energy.
Speaking of good things that are bound to happen, before we get into this Night of Champions, we do have to bring up some good things that happened on Raw.
Yes, Monday Night Raw this week.
Yes.
It was pretty good, actually. I enjoyed it a little bit.
I did. But I think both of us would have to say that it was a very interesting show, but the one issue that I had was probably the last segment.
Why is that?
My issue with the last segment, which you made evident on the website.
Right, which is BigSplashWrestleCast.com.
Yes, is that it ended with a talk.
Yes.
With a 20-minute talk that was going nowhere. Let's be honest, people. It was going nowhere. It didn't get my, me interested at all in the match, except for maybe the last 2 minutes, I guess.
Right.
You know, I mean, maybe it was because of the fact that, CM Punk called Triple H, his real name instead of, his stage name.
They did the mic cutting off thing two times again, and then he got the third mic, and instead of talking, he just nailed Triple H right in the eye socket.
Yes, he literally nailed him with a pipe bomb in the eye. So,
On my article, I do a sort of recap of Raw on the website, and it's called Raw Thoughts, and I talk about things going on there. And another thing that Jerry Lawler was in another tag. We had three tag matches on Raw.
We did.
Not one of them featured the tag champions.
No.
And one of them featured Jerry the King Lawler, which, I mean, I'm going to be, beating a dead horse at this point, but enough is enough. We don't need Jerry Lawler wrestling.
Yeah,
and he didn't even wrestle.
It's true. But he also bloodied his nose. I don't know how.
Bret the Hitman Hart was also in a tag match with John Cena as his partner. And he was only tagged in just to do the sharpshooter. So that was a big waste of time.
How about the whole entire segment of in the opening of the show with Ricardo Rodriguez and Alberto Del Rio, who
was
wearing
a
gold chain?
We made a super show so that we could have Jerry Lawler, Bret the Hitman Hart, The Great Khali,
yep,
and Ricardo Rodriguez it on the same card.
Not only that, okay, let's just point this out, that I am getting a little bit skeptical that this Raw Super Show, I wish they went back to just Monday Night Raw. I'm getting sick and tired of this so-called Super Show
if
concept.
If it's not super, don't call it the Super Show. That's my issue with it. My phone is not loading. I was going to read some of my quotes from Raw Thoughts, and for some reason the webpage is not loading.
Well, the one thing that I definitely, of all the matches that was on Raw that was actually pretty good, it was actually the Randy Orton Cody Rhodes match.
Cody Rhodes, yes.
Yeah,
part
Cody
two.
Rhodes part two.
But the thing that disappointed me about the match was that Mark Henry got involved right away.
Uh-huh.
He kind of did the psychological mind game thing mm-hmm. right away, which was kind of took away from the match. I mean, they had a very good match, and Cody took off his mask,
yes,
used it as a blatant weapon,
uh-huh.
And didn't hide his face.
No.
So this could be the end of the grotesque version.
Well, we'll get to that on SmackDown, quote unquote.
Right. I didn't see SmackDown tonight. Of course, I don't have cable yet. I don't have internet.
No,
I have nothing.
I can let you know some of the highlights from SmackDown.
There Tell me.
You want me to get right into
tell
it?
Tell me. Let's right, go. Well, let's move on to SmackDown. Right. Wait, what else happened on Raw? Sheamus, tagged with he was in tag match, right?
Yes,
or,
yes.
Yeah. Who was he tagging with? He was with
Sheamus was with Jerry the King Lawler.
Right, Jerry the King Lawler. That was a big
and that was a squash match. We had another tag team. We had Jack Swagger, and we had
Ziggler,
and they faced off against John Morrison, and they faced off against who was teaming with Alex Riley.
Right.
And after the match, we found out that at Night of Champions, we are going to have a Fatal 4-Way match.
This is okay for Night. I like this match. Yes. I actually really like it.
Yes. I like what Ziggler said. He was on recently on the Long Island IZ, the new episode,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Listen, you know, Swagger, I've been having, you know, Swagger, I've had enough of you these past few weeks. John Morrison, you stunt devil, just get out of here. And A-Rod, you could take your 1 year experience, you know, like he's just trashing them all."
Well, when we get to Night of Champions, we'll talk about that match. But right. I think they did a cool thing setting that up.
Yes.
Did they set up any other matches on Raw for Night of Champions? No, right? I think that was
it. That pretty much was it. The main question I do have before we get into SmackDown
mm-hmm.
is based on how the Raw ended with Triple H versus CM Punk, do you believe that this match, which, by the way, isn't really a championship match, it's just a match.
It's probably going to be the main event.
You think it'll be the main event?
I think it will be because the repercussions are there. If Triple H loses, he's going to, you know, resign as COO. And, you know, it has repercussions. Plus, it's probably going to end on a cliffhanger. We know Nash is going to get involved somehow. We know something's going to happen. So I think it's got to, like, be the top, like, the end of the show. And, you know, with that little logo comes up in the corner and is like, okay, good night, everybody. That's crazy kind of thing.
Okay.
I think that's probably what, you know, going to finish the show. I think it has the drama there. It has a lot.
Two.
Okay, folks, some technical difficulties there. My hard drive ran out of space.
Sorry.
I had to delete some old files and things. It's amazing how fast you can go through 300 gigabytes of a computer.
Yes.
But what we were talking about was the Triple H, CM Punk angle going into Night of Champions. I think it's going to be the main event. I think it has the most drama, and I think they're going to have to end on that cliffhanger to get people to tune into Raw and all that stuff.
Okay.
So, we spoke about Raw, and okay, so now SmackDown.
Yes.
I didn't see SmackDown. I read some of the spoilers, but they're not fresh in my mind because I was so busy with the move today. So, I mean, by all means, you could, you know, let's talk about SmackDown. All
right, so pretty much a few things that were set up on SmackDown is Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes had a little bit of a, you know, they had a little bit of a promo together, and then Cody Rhodes was leaving, and he was putting bags on people around the ring, and one of them was Ted DiBiase, who punched him in the head and attacked him.
Right, he jumped over the barricade, yes. Like, you know, sneak
yes.
attack kind of thing.
And so now, for Night of Champions, we will be seeing Ted DiBiase versus Cody Rhodes for the Intercontinental title, which is very interesting because of the fact that now Ted DiBiase he's having a spotlight now, but I don't know if this is going to be a flash in the pan 1 week thing.
I wouldn't call it a spotlight. I'd call it a flashlight.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Cody, we all know who's going to carry that match at Night of Champions.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, but hope for the best as always with that. I don't know if they're going to change it over. But moving on now, breaking news.
Breaking
news. As quoted all over the internet. Sin Cara, evil Sin Cara.
Oh, evil.
The evil Sin Cara, who is the guy that can speak English,
right,
met his nemesis this week.
Oh, boy.
And his name is Sin Cara. Yes. The original Sin Cara.
We are actually doing the Sin Cara versus Sin Cara.
Yes. So next week's SmackDown, we will be seeing Sin Cara versus Sin Cara in a one-on-one match.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is the winner will be Sin Cara. I don't know how, but I believe it.
You could predict that the winner will be Sin Cara.
Yes, that's it. Indeed. That's all you can do. All right. Next, we had another push for The Miz and R-Truth. Mm-hmm. The Miz faced, I believe, Evan Bourne. He faced Evan Bourne this week, and The Miz won. So it looks like The Miz and R-Truth. No, excuse me. R-Truth faced Evan Bourne, and R-Truth beat Evan Bourne.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Because Miz and Kofi faced on Raw.
Right.
So going into this Sunday, the Miz and R-Truth look good, but who knows? We'll have
to
wait and see.
Who knows?
If they put
the tag titles on those
two. I feel like every week I see this. I always see Edge, you know, like coming back into the WWE programming every time. Mm-hmm. Now I understand that are forced retired.
Right. But he's going to be an on-camera personality, I think, more often than not. I think he's going to come back to a full-time, if not maybe partial full. You know what I mean? Like Bret Hart's come back a lot too since they had
Edge was hosting a very special edition of The Cutting Edge with, you know, Randy Orton.
But weren't they in Canada?
Yeah.
I mean, that has a lot to do with it.
All right. Well, they had, it was Randy Orton, and it was going to be Mark Henry, and they were going to have a very special promo.
Right.
But Zack Ryder, who I guess is somewhat of like a general manager now for some reason,
he goes,
they have no contact. God. They can't do any contact unless the match is completely canceled. So nothing pretty much else happened on SmackDown.
No, it was just once the segment was over, then Henry jumped.
Yeah,
Orton,
then
right?
Henry and Orton attacked each other,
right,
and
they went at it.
You know,
a while.
It was a somber way of saying that Mark Henry keeps beating up Randy Orton and looks like
somber. It was a blatant way of saying that he's just gonna beat the crap out of Randy Orton. I mean, it's good because it makes Randy Orton look like an underdog, which I don't know who in their right mind would actually believe that Randy Orton's an underdog at all, but whatever.
Well, but other than that, we did have one thing post SmackDown. I can pretty much bring this up. They had an Edge Appreciation Night.
Yes, they did, and there was apparently a video of it that I didn't see.
Yes, there was an Edge Appreciation Night. They had Christian out there, and you know he says that, you know, he can get booed and all that stuff. Pretty brought out. Edge is like one of his teachers, one of his, you know, his family. They had a little video package for Edge and all this other stuff. So
Christian pulled a very, very face promo.
Yes, a face promo for Christian.
I don't know what's going on with Christian. I think you're going to see him do a face turn soon.
Again?
Again? Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They only needed him because they didn't have Henry.
Huh.
Like, they didn't have a top heel. They didn't have, like, he was still brewing. You know, Sheamus put Mark Henry over so that he could look legitimate against Randy Orton. That was the whole reason for that feud. And they're gonna have some heels. I mean,
but
I wouldn't be surprised if Brodus Clay comes back on SmackDown.
See, I wouldn't be. You see, the only thing is that like, okay,
Drew McIntyre,
Orton. Oh yes, Orton is a face, and Sheamus is a face.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can have. I guess you could probably have Christian as a face. Maybe coming back and, you know, he's now like the official, you know, hey, I'm one of the good guys now again.
He's a veteran.
He's one
play
of
the veteran role in the whole thing. Like Every show has that. And like
we did also have something else happen on SmackDown. I don't know if you're interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
Great Khali beat the living daylights out of Jinder Mahal.
Oh, good.
Yes, and again, I don't
know. At least they're on television again.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Okay. But yes, that was SmackDown.
So we have some news that broke this week. If I could find where, okay, I put my news down.
Okay.
Hold on, I have some news.
Oh yes, we didn't even get into the news this week.
No, we were a little out of order, but you know that's because it's Night of Champions week. This really isn't like an overall wrestling show week. This is kind of Night of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of notes to make. The Rock will wrestle at Survivor Series.
Yes, not only will he wrestle, he will team up with John Cena.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Matt Hardy was arrested again.
Again.
That's. Again, meaning like we spoke about the one last week.
Yeah.
And this is a new one this week.
Yeah.
Again, was arrested.
Again.
Okay. There's rumors Hogan might retire.
Yes, there is rumors that Hogan could retire.
Could retire. Micro Championship Wrestling is not doing too great and not doing too bad. So it's kind
of
right in the middle.
Ring of Honor will be having their pay-per-view tomorrow night in New York City.
Right.
Which it was sold out.
Hmm.
Sold out in like, I think it was like they said like an hour.
Mm.
And Survivor Series was sold out in 90 minutes.
90 minutes. That's a considerable amount more tickets to sell at Madison Square Garden.
Well, yes, of course.
I don't know. Was there any other noteworthy news?
George Clooney and Stacey Keibler, maybe an item.
Who cares?
Yes,
he introduced her to his parents.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I'm just throwing it out there because it is somewhat of a wrestling related show.
Poppycock.
So yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
Well, we have discussed Raw. We have discussed SmackDown.
Yes.
We must now talk about
the other company.
The other company.
Say it isn't so much.
Yes, I'm sorry. We do have to talk about it, and there's a reason why I will talk about it this week.
Okay. First of all, I want to know: did you lie about anything last week?
Yes.
Okay. Let us know what you lied about.
Okay. First off, I lied that Samoa Joe was facing who was he? Yes, Samoa Joe and Matt Morgan were in the Bound for Glory series, but that was wrong.
Okay.
I'm sorry, they just had a match.
Okay.
Sorry, at No Surrender.
Okay, so that was...
Hold on, there was one more.
So you were a liar. There's another lie.
There's another one, yes.
You're a two-timer.
Yes. I messed up the final four.
Okay.
See, the final four was Robert Roode.
Uh-huh. I know Robert Roode was in it.
It was Bully Ray. It was... Hang on. I'm gonna pull up the card. You see, this time, ladies and gentlemen, I will actually have the card on me instead of trying to say who was on
from memory,
what.
Right.
Yes. So this time, I will actually pull up the card of No Surrender.
Okay.
So that I know completely. Okay, that didn't even help whatsoever.
I think you had what's his name that was injured.
Oh yes, I had Crimson that was supposed to be in the final four. He wasn't even in the match. I apologize about that
So TNA in 60 seconds is nothing but a lie fest.
It's a lie fest, but this week I will be more accurate.
Okay. We could guarantee 60% accuracy with
yes, 60%. And you know what? There's nothing better than having 60% than 100, even though we need 100 all the time. Okay, what is going on here? Okay. You want me to get into TNA in 60 seconds? Because I can even talk about what happened on this week's Thursday. This week's Impact Wrestling.
Okay, this week's Impact Wrestling. Just give us a recap of what happened this week on Thursday, this Thursday that just happened.
And also No Surrender. I have to do that because I did pass.
Okay.
So my 60 seconds
60
starts.
Seconds. Starts.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I do have to mention the final four.
Okay, final
I
four.
I did
okay.
have to mention the final four. I needed to correct myself, so then you can call me a liar.
Mention it.
It was Bully Ray. Versus James Storm.
James Storm.
Okay. And then it was going to be Robert Roode, who was going to face...
I don't know any of these people.
I know. You don't need to know sometimes. Robert Roode versus Gunner.
Gunner.
Okay.
And who is...
A guy from Immortal.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. I'm ready.
Your 60 seconds will begin in 3, two, one, go.
Okay, so mostly TNA, No Surrender. We found out who was the winner, and it's Robert Roode. Yes, Robert Roode is the winner of the Bound for Glory series. He will be facing the winner of the World Heavyweight Champion, the TNA World Heavyweight Championship at Bound for Glory. Who was the winner of that match at No Surrender? Kurt Angle. That's okay. Right. So we have that match going on now. This week's Thursday SmackDown. This week's Thursday Impact Wrestling.
Impact.
We had the lovely and talented Robert Roode getting congratulated from Fortune. No, actually, Kurt Angle comes out and says you have to prove that you can beat all of them. So now every week he has to face a member from Fortune. If one of them beats them, he loses his opportunity at Bound for Glory. Finally, we had Sting versus Ric Flair. I'm going to tell you something, people. If you ever go back and watch this, there was a comedy match. It wasn't even a good match because of so much editing that had to go on. Sting kept forgetting spots, and Ric Flair looks like he's going to die. So altogether, Sting won, and he's going to face Hulk Hogan, quote unquote.
And time. Okay, Rock Band's being a little bit of a garage band, rather, is being a little bit of pain in the butt. So it froze again, but that's all right. We're back. So that was TNA in 60 seconds. So now it's time to talk about the Night of Champions.
Oh, it is.
It's the Night of Champions.
It is.
Time.
Yes.
So let's get Pud on the phone.
Oh yes, we need to get Pud.
I'll see if I could get him.
You want
to
call?
I should be able to get him. I don't know.
So for those of you that know, John Pud, the Pud Penapinto, helps us out with he's been helping us the past couple of weeks. So this time he's not with us, so he's going to be with us over the speakerphone.
Right. Let's see if he answers.
Waiting patiently.
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to be really mad at him. He told me he was going to keep his phone by the stairs so he could hear it.
Well, I mean, technically, he did call me.
What the hell? Where are you? What are you, in a vacuum?
I'm not in a vacuum, no.
What's that horrible noise? Oh, wait, that might be the microphone interfering with the phone.
Could be, because I'm definitely not in a vacuum.
Okay, I'm glad you're not in a vacuum. We're gonna talk about Night of Champions. We're going to talk about a little preview of Night of Champions. Mike, pull up the card so we don't mess anything up.
Yes, give me one second.
We're gonna talk about, you know, first, do you have Joe with you, too, or is it just you?
For the moment, it's just me. Well, Joe's here, actually, now, too. Well, he wasn't a minute ago, but here he is now.
Okay. Hey, Joe. Say hello to the audience, the viewing, listening audience.
I'm alienating the audience. I'm going to choose not to say hello to them.
Oh, okay. What'd you think about, what do you think about the card overall? Is this something that you're thinking about buying or what?
Well, we order every pay-per-view, even if it looks like terrible. That's true. We order the TNA pay-per-view once. I regret that. That's my biggest regret. I think it looks pretty decent. That's all right. Yeah, why not?
All right. So, I mean, that's a good idea. I mean, I'm going to be... I'm in my new apartment, by the way, so I'm going to be moving some furniture in here, but if it would be all right, maybe I could join your little Night of Champions viewing party.
Well, the thing is that we're starting late. We're probably not going to start until about 10, because I have a rehearsal that night for Charlie Brown opening this October, just letting you know.
That's perfect. Don't worry. That'll be perfect for me. All right, so Night of Champions. Mike, what do you got? What's on the card?
So far on the card right now, let's get rid of the vegetables match.
Yeah, vegetables don't count.
Okay, so, but we will have to talk about it, so let's just start it off. Kelly
oh, God.
Versus Beth Phoenix.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yes,
if
we'll
Beth
start
Phoenix
off with
doesn't
that.
Squash her in 3 minutes, I mean, it's going to be a 10-minute match because they're going to need a bathroom break for everybody. John, do you even care? Do you care about the vegetables?
I think that Beth Phoenix is going to eat Kelly, like talking rocks, like, that's just my thought.
Yeah, I hope she does eat her, like, just from the neck up. From the neck up, I just wanted to...
I am going to go out on a limb. The last time we called this Kelly versus Beth Phoenix match, Kelly won, so I'm going to say, just for the heck of it, to be proven wrong, that Kelly will win.
I hate you.
Okay.
Okay, next match.
No problem.
I agree with Steve. I think that Kelly... I hope that Beth Phoenix eats Kelly, but rather from the waist up, I'd say probably... I hope she eats her from the waist down.
Oh, God. All right. Moving on.
That's not that prediction, actually.
we have the WWE Tag Team title match between Air Boom, that is Kofi Kingston and Evan Bourne, versus The Miz and R-Truth.
Talk about a thrown together in 3 weeks match. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happened really quickly.
Yeah.
I think it'll
be a decent match, though. I don't think it'll be disappointing.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say that
He's running out of limbs. He's only got two limbs left now.
I'm gonna say that Air Boom is gonna win.
Okay.
Just to keep their strong tag team going. I don't think they're gonna end this too quickly.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I mean, I think that the straps would be better on Miz and Truth because they're cutting entertaining promos and they're getting heat and they're getting, you know, attention. So I think it would be better if they lose and Miz and Truth win, but whatever. Because Miz the Truth. Okay. What do you guys think?
I think that there's something wrong when you make me wish that Otunga and McGillicuddy were there because they were real tag team. I think that Miz and R-Truth are going to lose. And I'll tell you why, because I think that this is just a placeholder for Miz and R-Truth.
Yeah, I agree.
They're going to go on to do bigger things in singles competition. I think that if there's any shot for them to bring back a tag team division, you can't have guys like Percy Watson and Titus O'Neil and Kurt Hawkins and Tyler Rex and the Usos fighting the likes of Miz and R-Truth. That's not going to happen.
They have no shot in winning.
They have no shot in winning. Right. They're going to face Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston because they're mid-card. They can do that.
Right.
Let's get Kofi Kingston versus Tyler Rex and Kurt Hawkins. Sounds pretty good.
Right. If you put top guys versus mid-card guys, it's never going to happen. Yeah. So I don't think they can win.
Right.
They should.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good point. You know, Miz and R-Truth are main eventers. I mean, R-Truth not so much as Miz, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Speaking of, like, what I think the most intriguing match on Night of Champions is the Fatal 4-Way match now for the U.S. title. If not for the storyline going in with Ziggler and Swagger, but just because of the four people involved, I feel like it's Alex Riley's time to carry a strap. I think he's over enough and he's electric enough. So I'm actually afraid that they're going to give him the title because I don't want him to have that title. But I think it's going to be an entertaining match either way. What about you, Mike?
I think it'll be very interesting. I wouldn't be surprised for some reason if Jack Swagger wins. Just to give him prevalence in the storyline between...
just to give him that leg up on...
Yeah, the leg up that, you know, he is the new champion and Vicky may decide to, you know, switch sides.
I think what'll probably happen is Swagger will be... Or Ziggler will be so wrapped up in what Swagger's doing that Swagger and Ziggler are both not going to get the pinfall and blame each other for why they're not the champion.
That's a good idea. I wouldn't think of that.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of a way to continue their thing over Vicky without having a title strapped to it. And then, you know, Alex Riley gets the big face win and everybody goes cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because the face won and, you know, all the children could buy, you know, A-Rye shirts and caps, you know, because now he screams and gets pumped up when he's clotheslining people, which means he's a main eventer. I don't know if you know that.
Okay. So, I mean...
What do you guys think?
Three out of the four guys actually have a good shot in winning, except for the guy who doesn't belong and came out of nowhere in this feud, John Morrison.
Yeah, notice I didn't mention his name.
I feel bad for Morrison.
Why?
He should be a little higher up. I mean, they've been pushing him pretty loud. Like,
He can't be higher up because he does a corkscrew, barely touch a guy for his finisher.
I think that Swagger and I think nobody in this match has a shot except for Swagger and Ziggler. I think that they're going to win because they have to win. I think that the only reason that Morrison and Alex Riley are in this match is because they didn't want to have another singles match at the pay-per-view. I think it really is a match between Ziggler and Swagger. I don't think these two have any place in
the story. On the pay-per-view.
Right. I don't want Swagger and Ziggler. I want Riley to win, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. What else we got, Mike?
We got
an IC title match.
We
now.
Have an IC title match announced from this past Friday Night SmackDown,
which was today, but which is tomorrow, which is yesterday.
Yes, it was Cody Rhodes versus Ted DiBiase.
Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase. This was, I mean, who didn't see this coming? I think they're gonna put on the match of the night. I don't think you're gonna get a match of the night out of Triple H and CM Punk. I think you're gonna get it out of these two if they give them the time. I think Cody's gonna win, because if not, you know, just because I've already predicted all the faces to win. So I think you're gonna see some heel heat coming on. What do you think, Mike?
Cody Rhodes has this match won. There's no way that they're gonna push Ted DiBiase into like even a face because people still think he's a bad guy. So there's no way they're gonna give him the belt that quickly.
For the love of Christ, stop saying bad guy. Say heel.
Oh my
god. Come
bad.
On.
All right, he's a heel.
Come on, just say heel.
Yeah.
The do-gooders and the no do-gooders.
Right.
What about you guys? What are your predictions for the match?
I think it's too early for DiBiase to win. I think he'll have the IC title somewhere down the line. And as I said before, I think he'll get the IC title, he'll become a full-on face, he'll change his music, and he'll... I can finally change my ringtone. But I think he... overall, Ted DiBiase, I think it's too early for him. I want him to win, but I think it's too early for him. Because I hate Cody Rhodes, but that's just me saying.
You're a DiBiase fan?
Yeah, I'm always a DiBiase fan from the beginning.
Okay.
I'm going to take a move out of Mike's playbook and go out on a limb here.
wait, hold on, Joe. Are you going out on one of Mike's limbs or your own limb?
Mike's limbs. I'm going to
take
my limbs
later. Mike's down to one limb.
Oh my God, I took Zach Allen's limb a while back. He doesn't anymore.
All right.
I'm going to go with DiBiase just because I like him better than Cody Rhodes right now.
All right, there you go. What else we got on the card?
All right, moving on for the card. We now focus on one of the main events.
Yes.
We have
Randy Orton
versus Mark Henry.
And Mark Henry. Okay, Randy Orton, Mark Henry. I am going to go out on one of Mike's limbs, and I am going to firmly predict that Mark Henry is winning the World's Heavyweight Championship.
Agreed.
I am going out on a limb, which means now I have no limbs. I'm on no limbs.
No limbs.
No limbs at all. I'm gonna say on this match.
You're rolling the dice. Let's use a
different.
I'm
gonna roll the dice here. And I want Mark Henry.
Orton's in bed. In bed.
Yeah, I want Mark. I want Mark. I want Mark.
That's weird.
Yes.
I think what you said.
Let him finish his thought.
Okay.
I have a sweaty palm.
Yes. I believe that Randy Orton is going to get the win. And the only reason why that I believe Randy Orton will win is because Randy Orton has now become the new ultimate, like, John Cena.
Like he's the new face of the company.
He's the new face of the company.
See, that's where I'm disagreeing with you, because John Cena's still the face of the company. That's why he could do anything. Like, honestly, he could do anything. It doesn't matter who he's tagging with. Bret Hart, who you know can't wrestle. He can't do it. If he falls down, he'll have a stroke. Like, he's not. He could go anywhere and do. The only reason why he was in that tag match with Bret Hart is because he was in Canada. And he gets booed in Canada, and they hate him, and they throw his shirt back at him. That's the only reason why he was tagging with Bret Hart. He could do anything. He could verse anybody. He could feud with anybody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They will make him the Golden Boy no matter what. And that's what CM Punk is fighting for. Change. He's fighting for. Anyway, I think it's Mark. I think it's Mark Henry's time. I think he's paid his dues. He's waited 15 years. It's his time, and I think it's going to be a good thing for him. He's going to have a nice heel run, and I think the person that's going to ultimately take it from him won't even be Randy Orton. I think it'll be Sheamus. But
oh yeah, I agree.
Because they're tied 1-1 in their feud, so I think he's going to come out of nowhere and be like, "Listen here, fella," you know, that he deserves the chance. What about you guys?
Barrett, do something. Can we put Barrett
What, just the humor
Wade Barrett
year?
Will have the world title at some point.
I think Wade Barrett will have the WWE title before he has the world title.
I don't care what title he has. He can have the internet title. I don't care. Just give him something.
Do you even do...
Well, this is on WWE. Give a replica title from WWEshop.com. That's it. I think that Mark Henry's going to win, and then I think he's going to give birth to a hand in the ring after that.
That's like 3 weeks in a row we have the birth of the hand on the podcast.
It's really a hard thing to drop. It's honestly...
It's etched in our memories forever. That and Katie Vick are etched in my memory for all times. We also have, speaking of the WWE title, we have a WWE title match, Mike.
Yes, we have. This is one of these quote-unquote main events.
One of the main events, yeah.
We have John Cena versus Alberto Del Rio.
I'm gonna predict right now that this is going to be a major snooze fest. It's going to be so boring. I'm so not in the mood for this match. Like, I've hit a point where... did anybody see the absolutely dreadful... I think it was on Raw this week. The dreadful... dropkick that John Cena did where he landed on his butt.
Yes.
Like phantom, this phantom like famouser that he did as a dropkick. It would look, I'm so over him as a wrestler. I don't care. I don't hate him. I don't hate him. I respect him. I understand. But like, he's just not entertaining as a wrestler anymore.
Well, this is why Del Rio, we can call Del Rio a transitional champion.
Because you think Cena's going to win it off of him?
No, Cena's not. No. I mean, at some point, I think for some reason, someone else is going to win it off him, but he's going to hold it for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if he even holds it into the Survivor Series. I think he's going to hold this title for a while.
Okay.
Just because of the fact that...
Do you hear yourself talk?
No, I don't.
How the fact...
This guy's ridiculous.
I know.
Are you a teacher? Oh, you teach math. Never mind. Yeah. Just because of the fact...
There you go. That's what I meant to say.
That's much better, good English.
Just because of the fact that the prevailing storyline on Raw is not the WWE title. It is the CM Punk storyline right now.
That's CM Punk. Okay. Yeah. I'm predicting that Del Rio will retain because I think they're saving the face win for the Punk Triple H match, which the Punk Triple H match, this is what I think is going to happen. This is crazy, guys, so pay attention. You're going to see Nash come back, probably with somebody to get involved, you know, with the whole pointing the finger and, hey, this isn't over, Punk, you know, whatever. He's going to get involved because it's no rules, and then the lights are going to go out, and the lights are going to come up, and everybody's going to be decimated except for CM Punk, and Undertaker's going to be standing in the middle of the ring, and he's going to walk away, and then Punk is just going to get the win over Triple H. That's what I think is going to happen.
I like it.
Because I think Taker owes Triple H for putting him out since WrestleMania. So I think he's going to like just destroy everybody in the dark. And then the lights will come up and Punk will just be standing there untouched and like looking at him like he just saw a ghost, which JR will, of course, say 10 times.
Oh, then, my God.
He looked like he just saw a ghost. He's back from the dead. He just saw a ghost. Anyway, that's my ultimate booking. That's my ultimate booking of that main event.
Jim Ross is channeling Paul Bearer. I'd like to mention the fact that you didn't even ask us about the Del Rio Cena match, and I got to give you credit for that because there's really nothing to say.
Yeah, well, perfect. I figured whatever.
I predict the Del Rio Cena match will end with a disappointed look on my face.
I could even go so far as say that the match is going to end, you know, just in a very stupid way, like DQ.
There'll be something ridiculous, like Cena will have the STF on Del Rio, and Del Rio will, I don't know, like, or Del Rio will have the armbar on Cena, and he'll get on the ropes, but Del Rio won't let go, and he'll get disqualified and still retain the title or something stupid.
Just quickly, I mentioned it last week. And I stick by my opinion. I think that Del Rio is a transsexual champion.
I think, you know, week by week, I think your theory is being proven week by week.
Listen, he had a gold chain this week. Okay.
He channeled his inner Razor Ramon.
He's going to lose the title.
You want to?
I think you're going to realize the whole thing's a failure. But either way, Triple H and CM Punk is what we're talking about, right?
What do you guys think?
I don't know. I can't get past the fact that I want to see what Triple H is going to wear in the ring. I really hope that, I'm like Joan Rivers, I really hope that he doesn't wear his tights. I don't want to see him in tights. I said that before, I'll say it again. He's going to take over as COO.
Well, first of all, he doesn't have his tights anymore. Michael Cole has his tights.
Apparently, though, I mean, I don't want to give anything away here. I don't know if you guys have mentioned it. Apparently, they're saying that I'm reading there's rumors that Vince McMahon might be coming back.
Yes, there was a rumor, supposedly, that he may make an appearance, even so far as before Survivor Series.
You know what else is a rumor? That Elvis is alive.
Oh God!
So don't read everything. Don't believe everything you read there, kids.
Elvis Duran
of the Z Morning Zoo.
I have to point this out just because we keep bringing up. Before we get to the CM Punk, keep talking about it. Someone brought up a reference between Alberto Del Rio and Razor Ramon on Twitter the other day. Uh-huh. It was one of my old acting directors.
Exactly the same,
one of my old acting directors said that. So Alberto Del Rio is kind of like Razor Ramon, except only kind of racist instead of completely racist.
Yes. But the difference is Del Rio is actually Mexican. And
yeah, what's an idiot? I love it.
But whatever.
Mexican is drunk all the time, but that's not saying. Well, that's racist. I'm sorry.
Well, he did call everybody Chico.
Yeah.
All right. So Night of Champions. That's Night of Champions. Okay. Guy.
Well, Joe. What do you think is going to happen? Joe. We don't. Punk and Triple H.
Yeah. What do you? What are your Punk Triple H scenario predictions? Go.
I predict the match end with a clear winner and a clear loser. Right? Imagine. That's never gonna happen.
All right, that's a safe bet.
My opinion, Triple H is losing.
Okay.
And John Laurinaitis is gonna be the new COO.
There's no way it's gonna happen. I'm sorry. I'm forcing my opinion on Mike, but I would rather
blindfold myself and try and give myself a catheter. Then watch John Laurinaitis be the COO of this company.
I seriously believe that's going to happen, and it's going to make TV very sad for a while.
Okay, well, let's not talk about anything sad anymore, guys, because we have to update our Big Splash WrestleCast Supercard Challenge.
Oh, yes.
We have an up to the week accurate list now, Mike, that we made before we started the show. Guys, we're gonna run down our cards right now, and we want you guys, the two of you, John and Joe, I want you guys to vote on which card you think has the lead right now. Okay, we have Mike Capizzo's card is his opening match is The Miz versus Mr. Perfect. His second match is a ladder match between Beer Money, the Hardy Boys, the Dudleys, and Legion of Doom. His third match, is the IC title match between Honky Tonk, Macho, and Benoit. And then he has an Icon versus Icon, Sting versus HBK. So that's his four matches there. We maybe have forgotten one, but I don't think we did, because my four seem to be what I remember, which is Ricky Steamboat versus Daniel Bryan. Second match is a TLC between the Hardys, the Dudleys, the Nasty Boys, and LOD. My third match is Andre versus the Big Show in a body slam match. And then my fourth match is Bruno Sammartino versus Brock Lesnar. Last week, did I whip out the Kurt Angle and Bret Hart, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, Angle and Bret Hart was my next match. And what was you? So you had one. You're missing one somewhere.
I'm missing one. I'm missing one somewhere.
I don't know where it is, but
all right.
But whatever was. Did you have a cruiserweight kind of thing going?
I think I had a cruise. Yes, I had a cruiserweight. I was gonna do a cruiserweight. I think I did
it. I don't remember.
I don't
remember. I'm gonna have to go back on the podcast and look. So far, what card to you? What card would you buy, and which card would you let fly?
Joe, you want me to go first? Yeah, listen, guys, they both sound great. But I guess I would have to go with Mike's, just because it has a lot of people that I'm familiar with.
He just got a boner, by the way. He just got a boner just because you mentioned that his card is better.
I did too. That's a strange coincidence, but that's just a point. But I mean, Mike would have been perfect if he just dropped the honky talk man from that.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So we're gonna throw our sixth match in there.
Yes.
We gotta find out what your mystery match was.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. What is your sixth? Which would actually be your fifth.
Yes.
What is your sixth match?
My sixth match is going to be a 2 out of 3 submission match.
Okay? Submission match.
Yes, yeah, so it's going to be a 2 out of 3 submission match.
I changed my answer.
Yeah. Oh goodness.
All right. So who are the competitors?
The competitors in this match, okay? It's actually going to be a 3-way dance.
Oh,
I want to do
three. So no 2 out of 3.
No, you know what? You know what? I'm going to take away the 2 out of 3. I'm just going to make this a submission match, but it's going to be a 3-way dance.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. It's going to be a 3-way dance submission match. It's going to be between Ken Shamrock versus Kurt Angle.
Shamrock Angle.
Yeah, I have to put an angle. And the last one, Samoa Joe.
Sorry, I fell asleep there for a second.
So, Shamrock, Angle, and Samoa Joe.
Yes.
In a submission match.
In a submission match, yes.
Okay. My match is going to be a little different. It is going to be a Fatal 4-Way match.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm writing down my little box to put everybody in. Okay. My Fatal 4-Way is going to be AJ Styles versus Owen Hart versus Mr. Perfect.
Okay.
Hang on. Versus, wait, what is it? Skipping my mind right now. I had it before. What was it? Oh, versus Chris Benoit.
In a Fatal 4-Way match.
In a Fatal 4-Way. You have AJ Styles, Owen Hart, Mr. Perfect, and Chris Benoit.
I've never been a big fan of the technical wrestling. I mean, you know, I had to say that I'm a bigger fan of the storyline than I am of the actual, like, physical wrestling part of it. Like, you know, it's even as far as for me to say that I can't even determine sometimes what's a good match, what's a bad match. If I find out it's a bad match, it must really be a bad match.
MVP versus Kazani.
Right. But, I have to say that, see, to me, all of these technical wrestlers that you guys love, I don't know if I would buy either one of the shows. I think to me, I would be like, I would have a bathroom break during every one.
Well, John,
it's not because you have bad matches, because I'm not into technical wrestling.
What would be your show?
I can't say. That makes it even worse. I can't say what mine would be. I don't know.
Tune in next week to find John. Yeah. Find John's show.
No, mine would involve Grandmaster Sex Ed. That's how you know that I got some problems here.
Well, I think your match should, your card should have Grandmaster Sexay. I don't think he's that bad at all. All right, guys. So that's our updated cards, and now we have some emails to get through real quickly. We gotta do this quick.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time. We're almost at 50 minutes already. So let's see if I could even enter my emails. This is I don't even know if I can. Oh, I can. Okay, good.
I like to
know all about that email.
Yes, and
Mike started the show apologizing.
Yes, I did. So you don't have to worry, John and Joe.
Don't worry. I think it's Mr. Bacon who owes apology.
Why does he owe us apology? Who was that, Joe?
Yeah.
Why do you think he owes us an apology?
Wasn't he like really rude to you?
Well, I mean, yes,
well,
he was.
It was all in good fun.
I think it was all in good fun, but, you know.
We kill him all the time, and it's not all in good fun. You don't get mad at me.
But listen to this. Our email, Remember, we had an email last show and we didn't know what the name was and there was no name. Anyway, the name is Joshua Sankman from Oxnard, California.
All right.
He has a little email here. It says, the current feuds for the championships, Cena versus Del Rio and Henry versus Orton, to me at least, have been somewhat stale, especially compared to the previous feuds for the two titles, and are being overshadowed by the feuds like Triple H and Punk, or even Ziggler and Swagger. Those have been more interesting. Other than Punk, Cena, Christian, and Orton, who do you think would work in the championship running and be interesting and bring the championships back to the forefront? Or would they be better served combining the titles to have it like the Undisputed title was? Yes, I want the Undisputed title. No, it won't happen. So I think you should have Sheamus in the main event picture. And I think you should have Cody Rhodes in the main event picture. I think the two of them are fresh faces that could really, you know, help the either title.
And I think for Raw, if I'm thinking about Raw, I love to see The Miz back in the main event title. Mm. I think he would fit it well.
Are you
again.
It interesting?
Yes. CM Punk, even though he's not in it now, but you could say CM Punk come back. I would even go so far as even saying Ziggler. I love to see Ziggler in the main event title.
Yeah. He also says, P.S. Thanks for reading my message on the last show, the 9/9/11 show. Made my day to hear. Keep up the great work and screw what Bryce Bacon said. Keep reaching for the belts is a great motto.
That's it. Screw bacon. Keep reaching for the bacon. That's what I say.
Keep reaching for the bacon.
That's right. What do we got here?
I think the Barrett needs to be a top contender, by the way. I said that before. I'll say it again.
Yes.
You could also shut up. Franklin. Franklin writes in and says, Internet champion? Really? 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 He says, I like the TV title idea, but not an internet champion idea. Okay. Well.
Oh, is that an email acknowledging something I said? That's impressive. I'm honestly, I like that. I've never had that before.
Here we got, now we have our Bryce Bacon email, which was, it's a novel. He wrote a novel.
I'm going to publish it.
So basically he says, Mike, you're dead. Dear Big Splash, but really to Mike. I ended up listening back to that email. I was going to be a bit harsh on Drew McIntyre, but you didn't answer my question. If you enter in a position of Drew to be fired, should he be given a world championship if he's the chosen one? Which I still don't understand. I think what he's saying is, would it be fair to him if he's fired before he gets a title shot or something like that? No, I don't, because there were plenty of noteworthy wrestlers that didn't get a title shot before they were fired.
Even Christian, before he was even let go with the WWE, he never even had like a world title shot.
And you know, in recent memory, in like maybe not recent memory, but I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Back in the day, Ricky Steamboat was one of the greatest Intercontinental champions, and when he was never given a title shot. He just kind of floated away.
Yeah.
I mean, there were plenty of guys, you know, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vader was never given the title. He was given a shot at it, but he was never given the title. Like,
yeah.
A way to run with it. And he was a big player. He said, on other topics, Mike, I hate you. I want you off the show now or I'll stop listening. That'll make your show 29 listeners. Now, if you don't want that, I will be pleased if you would say this. John Morrison is a great talent and has potential without Melina. Okay, well, Mike, we covered that. You did apologize.
Oh my god! It hurt my head really badly. I think I have a concussion.
You can't. You.
Big splash, really. Oh my god! I just got big splash head cast. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I came out of nowhere. I'm really sorry. What's all over my face?
I just like.
Let's see. There's a lot of stuff that he writes about. He mentions that he's actually an amateur pro wrestler, basically, because he's been wrestling in Australia since he's 14, and he's currently 17, so he can't actually do it till he's 18, technically. Let's see.
Pretty good for 3 years. Right? I wouldn't know a lot of amateur wrestlers don't even get past 1 year, and then they just give up. So 3 years, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than I have, and, you know, and I'm 24. So that's basically it. He also mentions that the tag division needs to be strong again, meaning that he wants to see two other titles come. Two other titles come back, world title and WWE tag titles, which means you get the old teams back, like Paul London. Where is he, by the way? Probably dead. And that's me.
I'm with that. I'm wondering where Paul London is.
Somewhere all smiley. Somewhere being awesome.
Paul London, yeah. Brian Kendrick, Kane and Big Show, Eminem, this, you know, whatever.
Bring back the Bash.
And he wants to bring back the Cruiserweight division, which I think is... I think that's a good idea. I mean, I think the Cruiserweight title should be back. I mean, it'll give Yoshitatsu something to do.
Huh. Well, with
but him and his Mario Brothers music, whatever the hell they're giving him.
And he's wearing face paint now.
Yeah, well, whatever. So you know, you could write to us emails.
Yes.
You could always email us at bigsplashpodcast@gmail.com. That's big splash. podcast@gmail.com. Okay, now there's no excuses. I said it real slow.
Yes.
You can follow us on Twitter at Big Splash Cast, which I'm actually going to be giving the password and information to the two of you guys, so you guys could tweet during the shows and stuff.
I'm gonna be tweeting it up. You have no idea. I'll be the resident Twitch.
Do you wanna pimp your radio show?
Oh yeah, for sure. Comedy and wrestling and other things, you should listen to The Cool Side of the Pillow Thursday mornings on www.mywbcr.com from 10 to 12. Thursday mornings, me and Mike, it's a lot of fun, and we plug Big Splash WrestleCast the whole time.
Excellent. Yeah. I like to hear that. So anyway, I think that's all we have for you this week. You know, we'll come back after Night of Champions and Raw, and we'll have some good stuff. I will have internet, which would be nice. Yeah, right now I don't have internet. So that's all we got for you. You guys want to sign off?
All right. Yes. We'll just say see you later. That's it.
All right. All right. All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, John. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Fontana.
I'm Mike Capizzo.
Keep reaching for the belts.